And after 2 years of construction, Sydneysiders will finally be able to visit the new community and cultural precinct in Green Square from this Saturday. Built on the site of the former South Sydney Hospital, the precinct's part of a $500 million redevelopment scheme, which aims to house more than 60,000 people in Green Square in the near future. To discuss this new cultural center in Green Square, I'm joined by Jess Scully, a councillor for the City of Sydney. Thank you for joining us this morning, Jess.
Always great to chat.
Absolutely. So, Jess, for listeners who aren't familiar with this, what's involved in this redevelopment plan?
Well, this used to be the South Sydney Hospital years ago, and the buildings were sort of falling into disrepair. It was an empty space for a very long time. And then the City of Sydney took it over, and we have put so much love and work and design thought into creating a really interesting new cultural and creative precinct, a place where work's going to get made and performed, but also a place where you can go and work in a community shed, or you can leave your kids to hang out in a beautifully designed childcare. There's public art, there's a park. It's really a new kind of community space.
And what does that look like, the space for, you know, for all this art and stuff? Is it just, you know, a couple of buildings, or what does it look like physically if you were to walk there and look at it?
It's this extraordinary adaptive reuse of what used to be the old nurses' quarters. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful old building, and they've retained a lot of the, of course, the beautiful brickwork, a lot of the tiles, the flooring, a lot of the old brass and features from this beautiful old building. But then it's been extended and expanded and reborn in this beautiful way, thanks to an architect called Peter Stuckbury, who has put these incredible kind of like sails or this incredible canopy out the front, and created a beautiful sort of patio space. Mm-hmm. But there's 3 floors of workspaces, of jewelry studios, of co-working space, and community hire space as well. So it's going to be run by 107 Projects, who might know do great work in Redfern. Well, now they'll be running this space and housing and supporting a whole lot of creative businesses there too.
So Jess, was there any motivation for the Green Square site beyond it being sort of convenient and having this kind of building that wasn't being put to much use?
Well, you know, artists are always leading the way, right? You know, artists are always the first people to move into an area, find buildings that aren't being used and adapt them and bring new life to areas. But then, of course, we see with the sort of forces of gentrification that they're the first ones to be pushed out. What we're trying to do at the City of Sydney is make sure we keep space that's affordable and accessible, and also just designed exactly for the needs of creative and cultural businesses, because they're the lifeblood of the future economy. They're what makes our city interesting. And it's also where we see the future potential of the city. So it's part of that mindset of saying, let's give some back and let's make sure that we can keep creative businesses right here in the city as well.
And something that has a concern has been raised is public transport congestion in the area of Green Square. How does the council aim to deal with this?
It's a huge issue. You know, we've got, yes, there's Green Square Station. It's not far away from here. And we're working still on the connector between this space and Green Square Station. But we've been calling for a light rail to this area. And the City of Sydney's actually bought $40 million worth of land. We've purchased the corridor that a light rail could run down. And we could have light rail servicing this area. I mean, it's an area that with the population of Wagga, Wagga Wagga, that's moving into this little spot that's 4 kilometres from the city, right near the airport. If you go through there, you already see there's so much congestion. What we need are really great cycleways that connect up. We need really great investment in public transport like light rail. And we also need to see more metro stations coming in. I mean, the state government's investing in metro, and we're glad to see them investing in public transport and that sort of infrastructure. But they're not building the train stations. Mm-hmm. So they're putting the lines through, but not the stations. And so that's what we really want to see. And then more people can take advantage of these amazing new facilities.
And Jess, this is all part of a redevelopment scheme to provide, you know, housing more than 60,000 people. How much power does the City of Sydney itself have to promise this kind of affordable housing, or, you know, accessible housing given state and federal regulations?
It's a huge issue, but years ago the city and Clover fought to get an affordable housing levy put on Green Square. And if we had the same, so that means that a percentage of all the development, all the development that goes into this particular precinct, a percentage of that goes back into funding affordable housing. And one of the things that we're proudest of is that the beautiful block of apartments overlooking this new community and cultural centre and childcare centre is actually affordable housing. Like these, we're not putting affordable housing way out in the back blocks. We're putting it right in the heart of this new community that we're building, with access to all of the best facilities in Australia. So that's our vision for affordable housing. Mm-hmm. If the state government would just let us apply that levy across the rest of the city, or imagine if they applied it across all of Sydney. I mean, it would have incredible repercussions for affordable housing. No one could argue that property developers aren't making great profits in development in Sydney. They really are. It's some of that money needs to go back into affordable housing so that people can still afford to live and work in Sydney.
And just turning back to the Green Square development itself, is there any sort of celebration of this two years of construction? Is there going to be any sort of celebration of it finally being completed, or is it just going to be open and ready to go?
We've got a big event happening on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we'd love all 2SER listeners to come and party with us from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. We've got the architects and the interior architects and the public artists all speaking. There's an incredible public artwork as well called While I Live, I Grow by Maria Fernanda Cardozo. And it's an artwork that is designed to develop over 100 years. And, you know, that's how we like to think about our projects. They're there for 100 years at least. And this artwork is really testament to that. And so we've got all kinds of stuff going on from 11 till 3, the artists, the architects, tours of the spaces, and a whole lot more. So we'd love your listeners to come down.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to what comes out of the space in the future as well. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Jess, to talk about new space.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. And that was Councillor Jess Scully, Councillor for the City of Sydney, talking about the Green Square development that has finally been completed after 2 years. You can go and join the celebration of its opening this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. if you can find your way there with the public transport limitations we were discussing. But I'm sure it'll be a great time out on this Saturday.